I'm Trevor Castle. We're joined now by Central College football coach Jeff McMartin, recapping the 2024 season for the Dutch. Central finished 8-2 on the season, 6-2, and in third place in the American Rivers Conference. Coach, thanks as always for joining us. Just kind of first thoughts on 2024 from your perspective.
Well, I mean, you know, there was a lot of good things that happened to our team, and we had some really, really good men in our program and some really, really good football players. You know, our fifth-year class, you know, the last of the COVID guys, you know, they went through so much their freshman year and really made a commitment to hanging in there as freshmen when it wasn't any fun, it wasn't any good. To then making a commitment their fifth year to just even come back. And, you know, so first of all, I just want to recognize them and let everyone know how much I appreciate, our football program appreciates their loyalty, their leadership, and just the fact that they all really played their best in their last semester, their last season. You know, everybody in that class really, I thought, had their best year this year. You know, as a team, you know, I think we improved on a lot of things. We definitely played great defense this year. Amazing, took a huge step there. You know, I think offensively, we learned a lot about where our strengths, you know, lied this year, and executed things off of that. And you know, then the times that things didn't go well or the things that we didn't have happen the way we wanted to, I think we've learned from those things. And so I'm confident that those lessons will be positive as we go forward. Our special teams were all really, really good this year for the most part. We made one or two mistakes, count them on one hand through the whole season. But by and large, I mean, really, we punted the ball well, we covered well, our kickoff return, punt return, those things all really went well. Both of our kickers never missed an extra point or a field goal all year. I mean, there's not many schools in America that can say they were 100% in all kicks, you know, and we were. You know, had two new coordinators this year and a new defensive line coach and a new receivers coach. You know, for the staff changes that we went through in this offseason, you know, I think that we've come out the other side in a really good place, which wasn't easy to do because we lost good coaches. And so, you know, that's exciting and that feels good when you evaluate the season. And I think that, you know, our JV went undefeated this year. I mean, I think some of our young guys have a lot of potential and improved a lot throughout the course of the year. So that's a lot, but that's kind of how I look at this season.
And we're visiting with Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central football team. I want to dig into the defense a little bit more. A couple of stats as the regular season ends. We're third in the country in points allowed defensively at 9.5. And by the way, the playoffs count. I actually think we might finish the year number one when it's all said and done. New first-year defensive coordinator Ben Hodges, a talented group with 50-years and seniors there. How much of what Coach Hodges brought to the table this year is repeatable as we kind of spring forward and build the defense next year around new guys, and what do you think was really the key to the success that you had this year, Coach?
Well, you know, I think a lot of it is, you know, the system that he has, we can recruit to that. He knows what he wants to do and how he wants to do it. He can coach to it. You know, Coach Hodges is, first of all, a very, very, very smart coach. He's very football savvy, very intelligent, and he knows what he wants to do. He knows where to put the puzzle pieces, and he knows how to make corrections. And I think so much of defense and offense in game is, you know, they're going to do something, and you got to be able to have answers. And he's good about having answers. And so I think that you know, we may look a little different next year. Some of what we did well this year, we might have to do something else a little bit differently. But those things will still all play within the system that Coach Hodges has, and you know, I'm very confident in that. Why was it so good? I mean, certainly having, you know, some of the best players on our entire team, you know, really help you. You know, we you know, you have a Reed Packerberry, you have a a Tate Hagen. You look at your linebackers. You know, you got Cole Clark and you got Cale Federline. I mean, those are all really good football players. And you got two corners that are tremendous. You have a senior, two senior safeties. You know, I mean, you're good right through the middle of things. You know, and then you know you put a guy like Bandy, who really came into his own this year, led the conference in sacks. You know, as a outside linebacker / defensive end. And, you know, I think that we got the most out of these guys and we asked them to do things that they could do that met their skill set. We really attacked. We got upfield. We pressured. You know, we were able to kind of do all those things and push the envelope a little bit. And I think that we were very aggressive and that made a big difference in our defense, and it fit our kids really, really well.
One other defensive stat: Central tied for first in the country this year with just one rushing touchdown allowed. The Dutch and Hope tied for first there. So, I mean, it was very, very difficult to run on the Dutch this year. Again, Jeff McMartin is our guest, head coach of the Central College football team. On the offensive side of the ball, again, another first-year offensive coordinator, Mike Horowitz. Statistically, the offense, you know, struggled a bit this year, and especially in the big games. As you're kind of evaluating the season with Mike and trying to spin that forward, what kind of things are you guys talking about, and where does this offseason take us into next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that really our biggest struggle was only in the two games that we lost. I mean, if you look at the other games that we played, and once again, so then you evaluate that, because you know, some of these other games that we won, they were 5-5 teams or less, you know. So, you know, we didn't struggle in those games. We executed well. We made plays. We gained a lot of yards. We scored a lot of points. But in the games that we lost, we really had a tough time scoring points. And I think that some of it is, you know, they had good defenses too. You know, I think that wherever we're ranked, both Cole and Wartburg probably aren't too far behind. I think that you saw in both of those losses, both teams had very good defenses, and it was going to kind of be whoever could make a play or maybe not beat themselves that was going to win those two games. And that's kind of what happened. You know, I think that we've got to continue to work with our players to take care of the football in critical situations. Value that. We have to, you know, work with our guys on finding ways to still be effective, either running the ball or getting rid of the football without taking sacks, so that you don't have negative plays and you can kind of stay, you know, ahead of the chains a little bit. And then, you know, you do have to come up with some big plays at some point. There's two statistics that really jump out, you know, that the NFL looks at, that I think college football looks at, that a lot of people look at. Number one is they always talk about turnover ratio. You know, well, against Coe and Wartburg, the last three seasons were -8. That's not good. And then the other statistic that the NFL looks at is big plays, how many big plays. And when you add those things together, your turnover ratio and your number of big plays versus the number of big plays you give up, that's what they call that. They call that the toxic differential. And the only two games we lost the toxic differential this year was to Wartburg and to Coe. Otherwise, we were fine. And so we have to find ways to, you know, even if we're not going to get 10 big plays in a game, we got to find a way to get more than they have and not let them have big plays. And then, you know, you look at other things that we could do well. We've given up too many sacks against those two teams. We've got to protect our quarterback better. And then we also have to be very good inside the 25. And we just weren't good enough in the red zone this year offensively in the games that we lost compared to those other two teams. They were better than us, at least, you know, Coe was. And those are the things that did it, you know, is a handful of plays, a handful of things that have kept us out of the playoffs and kept us from winning a conference championship this year. So we got to train our players to not allow those handful of things to occur.
We're visiting with Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Central College football team, recapping the 2024 season. Before we came on the air, you were kind of running through the turnover that's coming in this league. There's turnover coming across the country because it's the end of the COVID era, as you mentioned earlier. There will be no more large swaths of fifth-year teams and groups that are coming back. So, you know, if you look at 24 starters, I know we lose 16 of them, 7-7, and then the kicker and the punter. And you were telling me Wartburg and Co, Dubuque, who finished fourth, you know, they all lose 16, 17, 18 guys. So what do you think the landscape of the American Rivers Conference looks like as we turn over these rosters in a big way next year?
Well, I mean, I think if I'm a team that, you know, finished towards the bottom of the league, I have a lot of hope. And, you know, my mindset for us, what I've talked to our team about is like, hey, there's no excuses. Like, you know, we got to earn it, and we've got an opportunity, and we need to go get it, you know, and we're not going to wait. Because I think that, you know, somebody sits around and says, well, they had more seniors than we did, or they had all these guys back, or whatever. It's like, those excuses do not fly now. Like, there's no excuse for this. Like, we have an opportunity, just like they do, to get better every day this offseason, to get better throughout the course of the year. And then when we go head-to-head with these guys, we have an opportunity to play them, to play against a team that has about the same amount of experience going into that game as we do. You know, like, it's not a haves and a have-nots, or the, you know, somebody else has just got this amazing senior class. Like, you know, we're all going to have to find answers to these things. And the team that does the best job of doing that is going to be the team that wins the conference next year and goes to the playoffs.
And the last question I'm going to leave us with is the quarterback position. We've been on a little bit of a quarterback carousel since Blaine Hawkins walked out with that Gagliardi trophy at the end of the 2021 season. What is your effort and work and mindset look like as you try to make sure that we have that position in as good a place as we can come next August, September?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think a lot of times in the media, in the NFL for sure, we've created this QB1, you know, thing. And I think, you know, every parent of a quarterback wants their kid to be the only person out there. The media wants that to happen. But when you really look at it, if you have two or even three guys that are effective, they might be all effective in different ways. And, you know, you can use them like you'd use a point guard in a basketball game, or use them like you use pitchers in a baseball game. You have a starter, and you got a guy that reliever, and you got a closer, you know. And I'm just saying that in a sense of like, I've probably not been as hung up on only having one guy as much as a lot of other people out there. What I've always tried to find is the guy that's going to move the team and be effective and keep us in good plays and keep us out of bad plays. I've always had that mindset. Sometimes that's two guys. Sometimes it could be three guys. Sometimes it's just one guy. Certainly we want to prepare to have a person at that position that is going to be a good leader and is going to make plays through throwing the football and through, occasionally running the football. And if we have that in one person, it will be one person. I hope that it is. It makes it easier for everybody. You know, then you're not guessing like, well, should we put the other guy in now, or what's happening, or when does this other person enter the game, or what is it going to take, you know, or not take? And if you just have one person that you have that. So, we've always said this to our team, you know, play so well that we can't take you out or that we have to play you. You do it every day in practice. Do it in the off season. Do it during the game. You know, for whatever anybody thinks, you know, I think most coaches in America, if they've got a guy, or if they feel good about a guy at a particular position, they're going to play that guy at whatever position that is the majority of the time, because they don't want to lose, you know. And so be that guy. And, Hunter Hoffman has done a lot of really good things for us over the course of his career. He's going into his senior year, and he has a great opportunity in front of himself to lead this team and to be that guy. And he has an opportunity to work hard and to earn that. And there'll be competition at that position for him. And so we're going to do everything in our power to develop that position to make it the best that we can make it and help our team.
And on that note, that's a wrap on our coverage of the 2024 football season for the Central College Dutch. Again, an 8-2 season, 6-2, third place in the American Rivers Conference. Our thanks to Jeff McMartin, head coach of the Dutch. I'm Trevor Castle for KNIA, KRLS Sports.